Johnny? Johnny? Do I get paid?
Yeah, you get paid.
Hey, Johnny.
What's he gonna say about you after what you did in the car last night? I couldn't believe it.
You must be really loving this Rupert, huh?
You were schmucko supremo last night.
Hold on a minute. I'm the schmuck, me. Oh, you're wrong. wrong,
really
buddy.
Crazy.
You're very wrong.
Yeah,
because if I hadn't gotten in that car last night, you'd never even have the chance to talk to Jerry. Keep that in mind,
what?
Okay? Yes.
Listen, I don't want to be cruel, but really, we're in front of Jerry's building. God forbid he should see me with you, because Jerry and I have a real relationship going. You know what I mean? No fantasy world. You know what I'm talking about? And after what you did last night, I don't even want to see you anymore. You hear? I don't want to see you.
Fine,
bye. I gotta go.
That's the way you want it.
Yes, that's
the
way.
Sorry,
I'm not
giving it to him.
I'm not giving him anything. Oh, no way. No way, Jose. You're the one who's so friendly. You give it to him.
Well, right now we're having kind of a communication problem.
Oh, is that what you call it?
And I need you to get this to
him. Is that what you call it? You're always bragging about how you broke bread with Jerry. Well, go ahead, give it to him, you know him so well.
Just do this for me, Rupert. What about the time I've done things for you?
What have you done for me? You haven't done anything for me. What are you talking about?
How about Howard Johnson's? I bought you food. I bought you coffee night after night. How about that, huh?
I think you got your mind screwed up because you didn't get me anything. I bought my
you
own
never
coffee.
Bought anything.
I bought my own
you
coffee.
Never bought anything.
But what about things that I did for you that no money can buy? No money can buy. What about the time I gave you my spot? You came over there, I gave you my spot. You stood there and I let you get right next to Jerry. I waited for 8 hours for him and you went right next to him. You were crying to me because you wanted to get next to Jerry and you got next to him. And what about the time I gave you my last album of the best of Jerry? What about that? It wasn't anybody else, it was me, and I didn't even ask you for money and I can't even pay my rent. What are you talking about? I live in a hovel and you live in a townhouse. I can't believe this girl.
Okay, okay, Ruby, you want to do that? Here, I got money for you. I got plenty of money because I can't believe how long I've hung out with you and been your friend and listened to your tired, stale, boring jokes. Money is $900.
You be quiet. You're yelling in the street.
No, no. So take this and give it to Jerry, all right?
All right, this is the last time. Okay, this is the last time. Last time,
I'm telling
you.
When are you going to get it to him?
Because you're a wacko. I'm telling you, you're a wacko.
Yeah, okay. You better make sure because I'll know if you don't. I know where you are. I know where Jerry is. I cover the waterfront. Remember that. What are you looking at? Beat it! You scum, you're street trash!
That's familiar music, brother.
They've exploded here in the Garden.
Still pursuing his ridiculous crusade. How many died?
We don't have an exact count. Apparently he used a lot of silver. We're having difficulty.
Send in Frost.
Deacon Frost. You can come in now.
Krat pruciribus istampol prota Luciano Frost. Iacdus pulilipo. Ocac planica dora sarasto. Ma bociaci mate aolan paurastu pracarizza. Falat poscani krat codo branco. Chanas Kalinga Pascorza. Sicala Balatan Capro Blade.
These nightclubs of yours are dangerous.
Are they?
They draw needless attention to our kind. You know our policy.
Your policy, not mine.
Our livelihood depends on our ability to blend in. and our discretion.
Maybe it's time we forgot about discretion. We should be ruling the humans, not running around making back alley treaties with them. For fuck's sake, these people are our food, not our allies.
You're out of line, Frost.
Am I? Or maybe I'm just the first to say out loud what we've all been thinking.
We have existed this way for thousands of years. Who are you to challenge our ways? You're not even a pure blood.
Like it matters.
I was born a vampire, as was every other member of this house. But you, Frost, you were merely turned.
The world belongs to us, not the humans. You know that.
Do we have any other business to discuss?
Well, there's the matter of our offshore accounts. We're having difficulty.
And have you made the transfer to
Gitano? You may wake up one day and find yourself extinct.
Anderson and woman.
making their way to the ring. Now you can see Arn Anderson is focused 100%. And Ric Flair, you never know if he's focused or not. And I'll tell you one thing, when that bell rings, you're going to see that head horseman right there. 13 times heavyweight champion of the world. Show you what it's all about.
You saw the sign, Horsemanville. I tell you what, that's what Winston-Salem was last night. Then ain't your boy Ric Flair.
I also saw a lot of people with NWO shirts on.
Yeah.
A lot here tonight.
Intriguing tag team combination on the other side of the ring.
Oh, look at it. There he is again. What's this? What's he doing?
He's getting out of here.
He pressed a button. What is that? What's he doing?
I have no idea anymore what is going on here at Nitro.
Wait a minute. What's the stuff? He pressed a button and all kinds of junk is falling out of the ceiling.
Leaflets.
It's a remote control. What is that? What do you mean he didn't know who won the match? I was on a plane coming back from Japan. What kind of crap was that?
Get one of those pieces of paper, somebody. I want to see what they are, what that is.
It's all NWO junk.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's clear now. It's getting clear to me.
Look at that.
Every minute.
Oh, man. Another one. What is he, the sixth one? When is this thing going to stop? Quite obvious. We know why he's here.
Exactly.
Look at this. Propaganda posters. Thank you, Arn Anderson.
He wouldn't answer the question directly when I posed it to him earlier, but I think we now have the answer. Obviously, with that remote control, that proves he's associated with the New World Order.
Yeah, the sixth member of the NWO is in the building. And we've got a party outside. We've got to take a quick break. Look at this crap. This continues to fall from the roof.
There's thousands of
people. Don't we fine them for littering or something? Have him arrested?
And have him put to sleep.
This stuff just keeps falling. Well, as you can see, the litter continues to fall. Thousands of these things here. And we get the camera on us here. I want to show you what they say, some of the propaganda. This one says, NWO, we beat you. Now you're paying all the bills. This one here says, NWO. We'll do TV our way. Thousands of these things, let's go to the ring, are falling behind us. They continue to fall. As the crowd chants, Horseman, 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 the garbage falling from the ceiling. Look at this. These guys, I mean.
They've done their homework. DiBiase has done his homework. He's got them ready, and he's got them playing with everyone's mind here at WCW.
That is an understatement, trust me.
And it seems to be working. I mean, look at this. Sting said, consider.
Isn't a number you can call the payphone. Let it ring along my Hello. My nephew has just discovered the Lone Ranger, and I wondered if you could help me here.
You want a silver bullet, huh? Huh?
The man Uncle Red had gone to see was more than a gunsmith. He was, Uncle Red said, an old-world craftsman, a sort of wizard of weapons. He confirmed the high-grade silver content of my crucifix and Marty's medallion, melted them down, and molded them into a silver bullet. Marty had read all the legends about werewolves. And though they differed on several minor points, they all agreed on one. It takes silver to kill a werewolf. And we were taking no chances.
There it is. Nicest piece of work I ever done, I think. It's got a low grain load, so it won't tumble. Ought to be pretty accurate.
Oh, well, shoot, it's just a gag. I mean, what the heck are you gonna shoot a 44 bullet at anyway? Made out of silver.
How about a werewolf?
It's been 11 long years in this sport, and I have been a patient man. I was patient with Global. I was patient with USWA. I was patient with WWF. And I was really patient with WCW. And now I'm being patient in ECW. And you know why I'm being patient? Because I always knew I would get to the top by my wrestling. Not because of kissing ass or playing the political game. So tonight, Sabu, I have an opportunity. And when you step into that ring with Jerry Lynn, you're gonna find out one thing, that Jerry Lynn is a patient man no more. There's only one hardcore icon.
There's only one sexiest man on earth.
And there's only one next franchise. And his name is Justin Credible. It's me. No, it's me. You see, I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Who gives a damn? I'm Justin Credible.
Get your hands off me.
Come on. Hi.
And there's only one, Beulah McGillicuddy.
Hey, I can dig that.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, I find it funny that everybody that I've ever tried to help, which has been very few, they tried to f*** me. First person comes to mind, Mustafa. When New Jack got locked up the first time, what did you do? You called Paulie and you said, hey, I work, I don't need New Jack. What you didn't realize was, I was the gangster. I created that. I could have dressed my mama up to play your part, but no, I let you be a part of me. I gave you the honor of being a part of something that I made. And what do? You sell me out. You get with the Dudleys? Of all people, the Dudleys? Was you hurting that bad for money? You could have borrowed it from me, old suck-ass punk, like I used to give it to you when we was rolling in the beginning. But no. So I'm gonna do you a favor, Mustafa. I ain't gonna come to Reno, Nevada, where you live now. I'm gonna hope and pray that you show up at the pay-per-view. And I got a surprise for you. Mustafa, Terrence, whatever the hell your name is, you fake-ass f***ing Muslim, you, please show up. And I promise you, I'm gonna beat the f*** out you, son. I'm gonna beat your ass so bad, Mustafa, I don't care if I hurt myself. If I got to get carried out of the building, I don't care. Because New Jack has always been New Jack. I was driving a $30,000 vet. What was you in? A $200 Cadillac that your daddy gave you. You ain't never been a man. And you've always been fake. And if you show up, God knows in heaven, boy, or whatever you believe in, you gonna get your ass towed up, son. You gonna get it towed up. When I was laying there on that damn mat in Queens and you was putting it to me, I'm just like, all right, this is how this wanna play. Now we gonna play my way. It's black on black crime at its finest. Mustafa, I swear to God, if I don't kill you, I'm gonna kill myself trying to kill your punk ass. Cause you ain't never been, and you ain't gonna never be but a sellout. A straight up sellout. You like a sheep dressed in wolf clothing, but except you really white, nigga, dressed like somebody black. And I'm gonna show you how much respect I got for you. Please be there. And watch I get loose on your name.
Check the view.
I ain't gonna talk about it. Leave me the hell alone. I don't come into your personal world and ask you about your wives or your girlfriends. I ain't gonna talk about Beulah. It's a dead issue in this company. Why don't you guys, for once, leave a person alone?
Stop right there, goddamn. What the hell's going on here? He said he's not gonna talk about it. Why have you leeches always going to try to latch on to Forge a story where there is none? The man told you he ain't talking. I will. Justin Credible and Lance Storm trying to steal the revolution. can't patiently wait like the rest of us have done. In 1993, my friends, there's a company today that we put on the map. Guys like Dreamer and me, by putting our bodies on the line, and by f***ing with people's mind in me, nobody does it better than me. I was ready to walk away and hand you guys the keys to the kingdom. But you couldn't wait. You tried to push me out the door. I don't like to be pushed around. Ask Scott Hall. Ask Ric Flair. Ask Hulk Hogan. Ask anybody who's ever done it. I don't push around real well, guys. I was gonna walk away. But you had to stick your noses in and ended up taking Tommy Dreamer and the franchise, Shane Douglas, two very unlikely allies, and forged us together. Not because we're best of friends or we're great buddies, but because we started something here that we believe in. And we don't plan on handing it over to somebody without one hell of a goddamn fight. Hey, guys, you took your shot and made your statement. Nice try. Now, tough as chick is, I've watched her get up after being powerbombed through a table by a 280-pound pit bull number two. I've seen the Eliminators, the best tag team in the world, totally Eliminator. And she got up. I've even belly-to-bellied her. That's beaten better men in this business. And she got up. You took a shot, guys, and it didn't work. You pissed me off. You pissed the innovator of violence off. You know what that means? He ain't gonna hug and kiss you. He's gonna bash your goddamn brains out. You guys think you got this figured out? You fools. This version, the new incarnation of this, is so much more dangerous than even punks like you could imagine. Hey, guys, you want to be on top of the mountain? You want to be kings of extreme? Well, welcome to the extreme.
Tell you what, boys, you made a big mistake.
March 21st, baby, is right around the corner. Living dangerously, that's what we do. We're walking in with a belt, we're walking out with a belt. But tonight is a big night, too. How about it, Mr. Monday Night? What do you got to say about tonight?
Well, here's what I got to say about tonight, Fozzie.
Jerry Lynn, tonight you are going to be challenging my partner, one quarter of the World Tag Team Champions, Sabu. You think you stand a chance against this guy? You think you can take his FTW belt? Hey, that belt means a lot, Jerry Lynn. Don't be taking it lightly. It means a lot to my partner. Hey, he may have a fragile jaw, but Jerry, let me tell you something. A broken jaw. You don't stand a chance, Jerry. You think you're going to take that belt from him? Of course, if you did take that belt from him, that would make our match coming up at the pay-per-view a double title match. That means most likely that the belt will still stay in our family because I'd probably be taking that belt home with me. Hey, don't worry, Sabu. You can still wear it at the hotel. Hey, listen, Jerry Lynn, Sabu, you are going to kick his ass. Jerry, you don't stand a chance against my
family. Not a chance.
Not a chance. I hope you win, Sabu. Hey, Bouncy, you shoved me. Not a chance.
Don't be fooled by big blue eyes, by a smile or a golden curl. 'Cause she'll love you now and then break every vow. 'Cause she's just a honky-tonk girl. Breaking hearts to her is just a way of having fun. She thinks every man's a fool and you're another one. She knows all the arts of love, she'll give your heart a twirl. 'Cause she's just a honky-tonk girl. She can never change your ways. Though you give her all the world, she's had more than one or two, and each day there's someone new, 'cause she's just a honky-tonk girl. Breaking hearts to her is just a way of having fun. She thinks every man's a fool and you're another one. She knows all the arts of love, she'll give your heart a twirl, 'cause she's just a honky-tonk girl.
Please welcome my guest this week. He is accompanied by his manager, Paul Bearer. Ladies and gentlemen, The Undertaker.
What's in that urn, McMahon?
I don't know what's in it now, but I can tell you what I think is going to be in it after the matchup at SummerSlam.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it something from Uganda?
Exactly.
I doubt it. I think he may be in the urn.
What? He who?
Undertaker.
Well, as you know, Paul Bearer, your man, The Undertaker, at SummerSlam, which is right around the corner, is going to be facing the Ugandan giant Kamala. Now, I'm very curious just exactly what you have in mind for Kamala and company.
Oh, Mr. Oakland, we have a very grave matter at hand. Pre-arrangements for Kamala's funeral. When we place him in his casket, should we put his mask on his face? Should we put his spear in his hands? His shield by his side? Will we have to dig three holes? Or, Undertaker, maybe one large hole for a mass burial?
The only dilemma that we face now is what to do with the remains of Kamala. The results of SummerSlam are inevitable. Kamala will be destroyed by the tombstone. And as I look down at my feet, at the bluing, rotting carnage, I'll plunge my hand deep into the chest of Kamala. Whippleman and kimchi. Then I'll extract their rotting souls and thrust them into eternal darkness. Rest in peace.
Oh my goodness.
I got the shivers.
You know, yeah. With this big coat on.
What a matchup at SummerSlam. We'll be back with our main event, the tag team matchup.
Oh,
Oh, this fucking guy ain't ready. I knew you weren't gonna be ready.
Fuck, you didn't bring coffee?
What do I look like, a fucking caterer? Come on, Frankie will make coffee. Get it, Frankie, make coffee. Thought you had one of your bitches in here.
Yeah, I did. Where the fuck is he?
So he's got these hot books around, though, or a bitch or something.
What time is it?
It's 11:30. We're supposed to be here. You know, we're supposed to be there by 9.
Shit, I'll be ready.
Yeah, you're always fucking late. You're late for your own fucking funeral. The fuck you looking at? Come on, make that coffee to go. Let's go.
Yeah, so go over, Joe. I'm only...
What the fuck you doing? It's a joke, a joke. Put the fucking pot down. You gonna take the coffee?
Stax was always crazy. Instead of getting rid of the truck like he was supposed to, he got stoned, went to his girlfriend's, and by the time he woke up, the cops had found the truck. It was all over the television. They even said they came up with prints off the wheel. It was just a matter of time before they got to Stax.
Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one. Just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Another one, just like the other one. That one's just about burned to the end. So come on and be a real friend. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Everybody sing along this time.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over.